The American Peanut Council and USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service has announced the export of peanuts January through September of 2016. This does include peanut kernels, in-shell peanuts, peanut butter, and processed products in metric tons. The exports this year setting a new record, 64.54% increase over last year. And we're showing 527,000 metric tons, 320,000 metric tons last year. That is a value of $655 million to the peanut industry. Although the volume has slowed, China and Vietnam continue to buy American peanuts when they're available. Through September, those two countries this past year has bought 49% of the U.S. peanut exports. Canada moved back to the U.S. number two spot, and number three spot is Mexico. The Netherlands, which is usually a bigger market for the U.S. Going into Europe, is down 28.8%, only a 5.2 market share, indicating that the shellers are having trouble meeting their European specs, which means that they're only 4 parts per billion aflatoxin. Update on the crop, we are now at 2,328,003 tons. That is as of last week, and we're showing almost 75% of the peanut crop counted. It's all over just about it in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. But the peanuts are coming in from other states through the inspection service. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.